Star Report with Sasha Star.
Ta-da!
Back she is.
Guess who's back? So back glad again. You're back. Back again.
Sasha's back. She's telling you about Hollywood.
Yes. So you're gaining education now, Ben, to listen up.
I'm listening. Mendes, yeah?
There's a theme of today's Star Report, actually.
Oh.
It's kind of endings and concerts.
Endings and concerts.
Endings and concerts.
Mutually exclusive.
Okay.
So.
All right.
First up, I'm very sad to announce that Homeland will be coming to an end next year. If you are a fan of the action-packed, sort of espionage-y type show starring Claire Danes. The 8th season will be its last. That has been confirmed by the entertainment president of Showtime, as well as by Claire Danes herself. Funnily enough, I've never seen Homeland, but I have seen the Israeli series on which it was based.
I'm aware.
Called Khatofim, Prisoners of War.
I've never seen it either.
It's basically the same, but with more hummus.
I'm not particularly moved by these news.
Okay, well, I promise you, people out there are crashing up.
Screaming, crying, there's very, let me tell you, there are some very upset listeners out there. If you're a Homeland fan, 34519, I want to hear from you.
Yes,
do you think about it ending?
Are you happy? Do you think it's time? Do you think that anything further they would have just, you know, when shows kind of, they just linger on way too long.
Like Friends.
No, not like Friends.
Yes,
Friends
lingered after about the first episode. You know what I loved about
watching Grey's Anatomy 8 years ago?
They had this great line in Grey's Anatomy once. It's like, everyone's leaving and everyone's dying. I'm like, yep, that's what I felt like doing
you
with the show.
Bench, I feel like if people aren't dying or leaving, we've got to just cut it.
Just cut it.
I just feel like Grey's Anatomy became less amusing. Since Christina Yang left, Sandra Oh. She was spunky and
all right, that's it. I can't.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly, and I can't actually bear to talk too much more about Grey's Anatomy. So, yes.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Please.
The other ending, as it were. Robert Redford is calling it a day.
No.
Robert Redford of The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
How is it that he hasn't called it a day like 20 years ago?
Well, he's 81.
He was like 95 in the shade.
No, he's 81. Bless you. He's 81. He just filmed a movie called The Old Man and the Gun, which will be showing at the Toronto International Film Festival coming up. And he has now said, never say never, but I pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting. And I'll move towards retirement after this because I've been doing it since I was 21. I thought, well, that's enough. And why not go out with something that's very upbeat and positive? Please note that he said, retiring from acting. So he can still direct. He does have an Oscar for direction. So we'll wait and see about that.
Yeah, hell. All right.
Now, also waiting to see on Pink's health. She's been feeling a bit off color lately. See what I did there? Pink, off color. Haha. Okay.
Hey.
She's in Australia at the moment on her beautiful trauma world tour. And she's just really not been well. She's been in hospital. She has gastro. I think we can all relate to this.
Can we?
But apparently quite severe.
Right.
She had to cancel last Friday's show. She soldiered through Saturday, but then had to cancel Sunday, yesterday, as well as tomorrow's show. But she promises she will be back on stage on Saturday.
Oh.
So wishing Pink very, very, very well. And finally, moving on to another concert, which I promise you won't hear about anywhere else. That is Jason Derulo.
I'm sorry.
Nothing? Really?
I can't compute.
Well, Jason Derulo.
What is he?
Lindy, you're with me here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you know who he is. He sings songs like Swalla, Wiggle, that one he stole from
Imagine Heap. The
World Cup's,
Colors.
Yeah.
You've heard Colors,
it's
Benji.
It's one of the World Cup songs, yes. Anyway, Benji,
went
to Israel.
Wave your flag.
No, that's about
that's
8 years old.
10.
Okay.
Benji. Ignore him. We can't help those who can't be helped.
Okay.
Anyway, Jason Derulo went to Rishon LeZion, a few days ago. And he told the crowd, "Shalom, shalom. I've been here once before and it was magical. So when I heard I had the opportunity to come back, I promise I was so excited." And then he also said, "Yerushalayim shel zahav," which I have no idea why, because you're in Rishon, but you do you, brother. And then he was joined on stage by Static and Ben El Tavori.
Wow. Hmm.
So they all had a huge party. And also, if you follow Jason Derulo on Instagram, you can go check out, he did a little tour of his hotel room in Tel Aviv. I'm not sure why he would, but he
tour
did.
Of your, is it that big that you can actually do a tour?
Dude, I don't know. It's Jason Derulo.
Like, here's the toilet.
No.
Probably
here's
not.
The bed.
Listen, he had a suite.
A lot of
here's
people,
Jason Derulo.
A lot of people do that when they get to, like, places and they check in.
Here's
and
the little, here's so a here's little chocolate hotel. That I haven't eaten on the pillow
oh, look,
yet.
They made little swan thingies of my pillows and towels.
Listen,
and
I went to Limud this weekend and the hotel had the towels shaped into an elephant and I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
I've never
little
seen
eyes
an elephant.
As well. Yeah. And that's a star report for today.
Well, there we go. Star report it is. Thank you so much, Sasha Star. And she will be back tomorrow with another star report.